This episode of the Pain Education Corner is sponsored by the Camella Foundation. The Camella Foundation is committed to relieving pain naturally using osteopathic healing principles. Here at the Camella Foundation, we envision a world where people achieve their maximum potential by being empowered with knowledge and skills to heal themselves and others. This information is to be used for educational purposes only, and not to be construed as medical advice. If you have any questions or concerns, please consult a licensed healthcare professional. Hello, this is Bill, the Knee Pain Guru, and welcome to the Pain Education Podcast, brought to you by the Camella Foundation. Today we got a special guest, Dr. Aaron Tressler out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Dr. Tressler, thank you so much for being here.
Bill, it's my pleasure. I love to share my story. Hopefully we can inspire, motivate people to a higher level.
Yes, yes. Would you, Dr. Tressler, could you just introduce yourself, like what Sure. you do, and just tell us how you got here?
I'll give a little background. So I've been a chiropractor for 27 years, and I have had many injuries along the way. Talk about pain. So I'll give you a quick synopsis to where I'm at now. So in chiropractic school, I played rugby, and I still continue to play rugby at age 55. So being a rugby player, having a farm, I've had two rotator cuff tears, two knee meniscus tears in my knee. And this is all done. I healed all without surgery and drugs. I had my ribs broke three times, couple concussions, broke my scapula 5 years ago, which is crazy injury. And again, I healed up and I continue to play rugby. So I have a farm. I have five kids, three grandkids. I have over 100 animals right now on my farm. And my patients always ask, who does that? I said, well, that would be me. And they said, well, who does the podcast? I'm like, well, that would be me. And who runs your office? I said, well, that's me. And I still play rugby. So I have a lot of fun in life. I enjoy life. I just don't do a lot of TV watching or anything else. We enjoy the family and have fun. So that's where I'm at now. My clinic, I have been practicing for 27 years. I love to see people and their lives transformed and naturally, without drugs, without surgery. And we see people of all ages. I love what you're doing. You know, we're on the same page. We're trying to help people naturally so they don't have to go down that path. And because once that happens, then it's a you're always damaged. Once surgery happens, or like you're the knee guy, knee surgery, man, it's damaged for life. So if we can prevent that, that's what we love. So I'm on the same page with you, Bill. I love what you're doing, and I'm excited to share my story today.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Tressler. So in working with your patients, your clients, what do you see as being like the crux that causes pain for them?
Biggest thing is mindset. You know, the mindset of our bodies can't heal. We need drugs. We get stuck in that from day one, you know, when we're born, you know, into it, I think, especially in America. So when we do have these injuries, we don't address them looking at, this is what I see. We don't look at it as, what can I do to heal? Why do I have this injury? What caused the injury? And what do I need to do to heal naturally without drugs? So if we had that mindset, we would go about it a whole new way. But the mindset is, like a week and a half ago, I had a rugby game and I injured part of my rotator cuff, minor tear. Mm-hmm. Immediately, my thought process, okay, I'm going to get adjusted. I'm going to do some rehab, some therapy on it. I'm going to ice it. I'm going to put some CBD on it. I'm going to oil on it. I'm going to eat really clean, anti-inflammatory, take some supplements. That's my thought process. Most people would say, crap, I hurt my rotator cuff. I'm going to take some anti-inflammatories, maybe see the doctor, do nothing. So I've been exercising the whole time, do nothing, put it in a sling to let it heal. So with that mindset's everything. Once we recognize that and say, you know what, you're right, I don't want to take drugs, then it opens up, what do I need to do? Mm-hmm. So mindset's the biggest. And if we can get somebody thinking different, critically thinking, you know what, if there's another way, what do I need to do? That just opens up a whole new exploration.
Okay. This is where my brain's going in what you just shared. And I can liken it to martial arts. You have a lot of people that enjoy they call them the McDojos. They have the structure. They learn structure. They learn the martial arts by a structure, like a template.
Yeah.
And that template is real easy to replicate, which means you could stamp it and you could put those martial arts schools on every corner. Mm-hmm. And that's one way of learning martial arts. Then there's another way of learning martial arts, which is more studying movement and breathing, relaxation, where there isn't a structure to it. Everybody's going to find their own beginning of the circle, so to speak. It's not going to be stamped. And what I hear you saying in terms of thinking outside the box, that we're not going to go the drug shot surgery route, it falls into a similar theme, mm-hmm. that we don't necessarily have a template when we want to heal naturally. Not everybody that injured, let's take your rotator cuff example, for instance. Not everyone would heal whatever they did with their rotator cuff the very same way. Are we thinking on that?
Absolutely. Because there's different, our bodies are all made up differently. We're individualized. Our body chemistry, our genetics, our thought process, how far we can push pain. So we're all made individually. And, you know, because people ask me, well, like, what are you doing? So this is what I do. I'm going to recommend that approach, but you're going to have to go trial and error. Mm. And you try things. You know, so I know when I broke my scapula, I thought, big bone fracture, I thought, well, putting ice on it will reduce some inflammation and it'll feel good. It was just the opposite. Bill, it sent me through the roof.
Right.
It was like deep bone pain. I never experienced that. So you say, oh yeah, do an ice bath. Well, in this situation, wasn't good. So when we, and it was bad, started crying. I'm like, get this out of here. So it's trial and error. And we try things and say, you know what? So like with a rotator cuff, here's a great example. Somebody says, well, what exercises should I do? And I give them an example. I say, do all these types. And I said, however, if anything is very sharp and sharp pain, stop. Mm-hmm. If it's dull, achy, and just sore, keep going. And they said, which ones are they going to be? I don't know. Right. If there's so many different fibers in there and so experience it. So, and that's the same thing with supplements, with eating, keto diet, paleo diet, more meat, less meat, vegetables. It's an experiment. This life we're living in is an experiment. But if we experiment with drugs and surgery and shots, that's dangerous. There's side effects. If I'm experimenting with beets and beet juice, no side effects there. Just that didn't work for me. So
I may disagree with you with the beets and the beet juice, because I've had that experience the first time I tried beet juice at a juice bar.
Yeah.
The next day, I thought I had left an organ in the bathroom. You know, there was that initial like, oh, wow, that's really cleaning my guts out.
So, yeah.
Okay. So I get it. I'm on the same page with you. I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit. How do I know? Like, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I'm in pain. I want to get out of pain. How do I break that down into a manageable chunk to begin experimenting with things? It's almost like shutting the barn door after the horse has already run out. What do I do when the injury has already happened? I'm in pain. I just want to be out of pain. And now you're asking me to experiment? Yeah. Like, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
And that's, my patients think the same thing. And I say, you got to do it. Either you lay on your couch and cry, or you start moving forward. The only way to get somewhere is to start walking, start moving. So I tell them, I'll say, you know, in the early phase of an injury, you may need to ice it, drink more water, take fish oil, turmeric, things that actually reduce some inflammation. Mm-hmm. And then just do gentle movement, no weights, no bands. You know, just movement, get moving, go for a walk. And they'll say to me, but it hurts. And I'll say, well, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt through the exercise, through the process, or you let it heal unnatural and you hurt for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. You choose. So it's going to hurt either way. So and everyone's different. I have patients that will say, okay, I'm going to run through the brick wall. That's kind of like my thinking. Mm-hmm. I'll run through it. I'm going to get hurt, but I'm getting through it. Others are going, okay, can I just chip away at it for 6 months? Like mm-hmm. chip away. It doesn't matter. It's like our approaches are all different, but we have to begin the process and it is experimenting. There's no harm being done. You know, you try ice movement, it hurts a little, you try something else. But then you find something that actually works, son of a gun, you start doing that. You start doing it more often and that speeds up the healing process.
How do you gauge in working with your patients, clients, there's that balance between, okay, I just need to do this a little bit and back off, or I need to push through the pain. How do you gauge that when working with your people to tell them, well, it's like, you know, you don't have to bust through the brick wall. You don't have to push through the pain. And then other people are afraid of the pain. Right. So there's some people that it's a mindset of more like self-abuse.
Yeah.
And then the other mindset of like, the fear of the pain. How do you gauge that? How do you work with patients, clients?
I tell them based on my experience, because I don't know what they're going to feel. I don't know what level pain they're in. I can understand because I've had a lot of injuries, but I'll say based on what I went through, when I broke my scapula, I knew that I had to get it moving. The next day I took it out of a sling, hung it and started doing circles. The pain was unbearable, Bill. And as I would do this every day, and I would push it to a level that if the next day I wasn't in horrific pain, mm-hmm. I kept going. If the pain was too much, I knew I had to back off. Mm-hmm. So it's in what I experienced is every day I would have episodes that I felt like hot oil, pain oil was being poured over me. Oof. I would take moments and I would have to step outside my office. And I had to take ibuprofen, but I took no Percocets or opioids. Mm-hmm. I would step outside my office, literally like just shaking. And I would start bawling my eyes out for about 10 minutes, 15 mm-hmm. minutes. And it would release the pressure. Mm-hmm. I'd wipe my tears off and go back in. Yeah. And my patients would look at me and they're like, you better take it easy. And I'm like, I am not taking it easy. I'm healing. Yeah. And I said, I'm fine. I'm okay. Let's get on with it. And then, you know, I did my thing. My wife said the same thing. And it's one of those, I would move, do things every day to see what I could tolerate. Mm-hmm. If the pain was too sharp, I'd back off. If I could tolerate it, I did it. And every day I would gauge that. If I did, let's say 100 arm circles on Wednesday, mm-hmm. then today, maybe I can do 105. Mm-hmm. But if I did 100 yesterday and I can't move my arm today because of the pain, well, I think I may need to go back down to 50.
Right.
That's how I gauged it. But I never stopped. I tell them, don't stop. If you stop, everything becomes scar tissue. Mm-hmm. You got to find, and you just have to, you know, slowly gauge that, how far to push it, how far to back off, how far to push it. And mm-hmm. and within over 2 months, I shouldn't have been able to even like do a push up or even lift my arm over my head. I ran a 5K race in about 21 minutes with my son. Wow. So that's scooting pretty quick. So mm-hmm. I was using my arm. The only way it healed that fast, every day I tolerated through the pain, mm-hmm. knowing that it's going to be painful. It's painful now, or a chronic painful lifestyle forever. I choose, let's be painful now. Because sure. I knew it would end. And that's what I encourage my patients. It's going to end. It's not going to last like this forever unless you just do nothing. And then it heals wrong with scar tissue. And now you're left injured for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Everyone agrees. That could be an 89-year-old woman who hurt her knee. And she's like, I don't want to be in pain. I'm like, well, you have to go home, sit on your chair and start moving your knee. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And so we can all do it.
Yeah. I think you're pointing to something, and I've had a couple of great conversations with other guests that have been around creating resilience in the body. And it's not necessarily just the body, it's in the mind as well. I think we live in a society that kind of tends to default to the lowest common denominator, and we're supposed to be like okay with that,
right?
Somehow, instead of raising the bar, developing the resilience in the human body, the body's capacity to heal. And it points to the mindset you were talking about, the importance of the mindset, that it isn't, it's resilience in a sustainable longevity way, but not in an abusive or fearful way. I think you're getting what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Could you speak to that in terms of like the resilience of the mindset and how it reflects in the body and vice versa?
You know, the mind and the body work very similar. And if we want to train, let's say to run a marathon, I've done some of those, and I can't just go out one day and run 26 miles. I have to go out and run 2 miles. The next day I'm sore. Well, if I don't run again, I'll go right back to my original state. So I push through and run another 2 miles, or the next day I run 3 miles. And my body's becoming resilient. My body's becoming transformed. It's starting to understand that every day I push it, it's going to accept it and get stronger. And stress is one of those things. It's interesting that when we apply a physical stress to a muscle, I lift weights. If I put weights on and I push that weight as hard as I can, my brain and body go, what the heck is this guy doing?
Mm-hmm.
He is putting strain on us. If he keeps doing this, the joints are going to break down. He's going to injure himself. So let's build the muscle stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back out and I push it again. And the body says, son of a gun, he's doing it again. So the mm-hmm. brain sends chemistry down into the muscle, pulls hormone activity and says, let's build muscle tissue stronger because he keeps putting strain on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we do that even with our mental thing, like when I got up in the morning and my shoulder was just throbbing, I thought, here we go again. I've got to push through the pain. That's mental.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a physical thing. It was physical pain, but it's mental. It's all mental. And I said, either I do it now or I'm lame later. And I said, mm-hmm. I'm going to push through. And every day I would say, you know what? I did a little bit more today than I did yesterday. I remember the first time when I could actually lift my arm over my head without a weight. I'm like, I did it. And mm-hmm. I put it back down. I'm like, whew, holy cow. It felt like a million pounds. But I'm like, yes, I did it, because I didn't do that yesterday. A breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And those breakthroughs change the mind that give us that power that says, you know what? You just did that. You can do a little bit more. And the minute we accept a mediocre life, or accept mm-hmm. it's okay, our body shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to keep pushing it, mental, physical, pushing it, mental, physical. That stress on the mental part and the physical part makes us stronger. Mm-hmm. And we're meant for that, Bill. We're meant for physical and mental strain. It's biblical. When we strain, we get stronger. When we go through something and persevere and we come out on the other side, we're a better person. Who wants to go through the physical pain? No one. And some, you know, people always ask me, well, you, Doc, you like exercise. I laugh. I say, I don't like exercise. I don't hate it, but I'd rather sit on the couch watching a TV show eating ice cream. That's easier.
Sure.
I said, but I like the effects of exercise. Mm-hmm. I like how it makes me feel mentally and chemically and physically and strong, and I can run and play rugby. I like that. But to get there, I have to do the painful part to be that. And if we keep doing it, our resilience, we get stronger and we feel good, and it changes our body chemistry. And it's, man, I can't imagine a life without it, mm-hmm. life without challenge.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Pain Education Corner. If you have a special talent or skill to relieve pain and you'd like to become a guest on our show, visit us at thecamellafoundation.org/interview. Help us spread the word on eliminating pain and suffering in the world. That's thecamellafoundation.org/interview. Okay, here's what's coming to me. On the other side of this pushing, because I'm all about the pushing. I push myself a lot. But I've been noticing there is, call it intuition or a little voice inside that's like, okay, maybe not pushing more maybe pushing more is not going to be good. Where do you draw that distinction? Because there are times in the past where I was like, okay, I'm going to keep pushing. And eventually my body would break. I'd get sick. I'd get an injury. Something would happen. Can you speak to that distinction between the pushing that is good and the pushing that is actually like diminishing returns? I'm wrecking myself in the process.
Yeah, I love that question. And our office is called Innate Life, innate, inborn, intuition. Mm-hmm. And that's within us. That's our voice inside us, that God voice saying, no, Bill, you're pushing yourself, slow down. Mm-hmm. Go rest. Today's not the day. And the only way to know that and understand that is know your body. So mm-hmm. as a chiropractor, you know, we're working with the nerve system, connecting the brain and nerve system to the body. You can feel your body. You know your body. I love that. And so this morning, how I start my day in prayer, reading the Bible. I was doing some deep breaths, holding my breath, a Wim Hof technique. Mm-hmm. I was laying on my spinal blocks, opening up my chest for about 20 minutes, just taking deep breaths, getting my mind focused. And what I'm trying to do, because my day is 90 miles an hour from once I leave my house until about 8 or 9 tonight, I go all day. And so if I don't take that time to reset my body, relax my body, get my mind and body connected, hear from God, understand what my body feels, I'm going to do exactly what you said. I'm not going to know it. I'm going to drive, and boom, I get hurt. And I've done that many a times. And through maturity, through wisdom, I'm getting better at this. So I start the day 20, 25 minutes. I don't hear any firecrackers in the sky. I don't hear this voice from God saying, well done. You know, I just have this sense of peace. Mm-hmm. And I feel that I know my body. So I'll go out to the gym. I have a gym in my barn and I'll work out. And there are days I'm like, man, I am going to work hard. I work hard. I push. I feel great. And there's other days I go out. I'm like, today's not the day.
Yep.
Today's not the day. I don't quit. I just do different activity. I do lighter activity, maybe more stretching, maybe more band work, body weight. But I do what feels good to me that day. And I've done that for about 35 years, and I haven't stopped working out for so long. I just now I work out hard, but I go with intuition that day. It's neat that you asked that. And I think the only way to get to that point is you got to step away from the stress lifestyle and start getting to know who you are and what you are and allowing your body to rest. And you're going to start hearing that inner voice.
This is connecting some dots for me on what you said before, which was around the testing piece.
Yeah.
You test it when you're injured, when you're in pain. You're testing what works, what doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I believe what I hear you saying and what speaks true for me is we aren't testing enough across the board. People aren't testing when they're working out. They're not testing when they're stretching. They're not testing these things and paying attention. So now the pain is like the lights on the dashboard going off saying, hey, you need to check engine or something like that is going off that needs to be fixed. And there wasn't that learning in the process, that testing in the process. So now they're in pain and now you're asking them to test when they haven't been doing it beforehand to get to that point. It's a little bit of a chicken or egg kind of scenario.
Yeah.
But it seems to be how we can pay attention on a daily basis, even when we aren't in pain, that will help. It'll be a skill set that we're developing when we get into pain.
Yeah. And I think that's where maturity comes in play. When most people, we're in a reactive state, especially in America. If you were to say to somebody, hey, why don't you start eating better and exercising? Bill, I'm fine, man. I'm fine. I feel good. And you can see the train wreck coming. I mean, obesity, joints, you know, they smoke and drink. They're not exercising. You know, it's just a matter of time. And when that happens, then they go, you know what? Maybe you're right, Bill. Maybe I need to exercise. Well, what made you come to that conclusion? Well, I had a heart attack last week. Mm. Oh, reactive. So, and it is what it is. You know, people wait for that to happen, but we have a choice when that happens. We can say, you know what? Okay, this is going to be tough. I've never done this. I'm 55 years old. I'm going to start trying how to get this body in shape that I've never done before. Mm-hmm. And then we just, it's an experiment. Mm-hmm. But it's that unless we're ready to start working on ourselves and be open-minded to say, you know what? I'm the problem. I'm the, you know, when somebody says, wow, you play rugby, that's, boy, do you have good genetics? No. Are you lucky? No. Mm-hmm. What is it? I worked hard for 40 years and I never quit. And I train and I study rugby. And I, you know, I just like, why at 55? I'm not making any money from this. Right. I'm getting beat up. It's because I like it. Mm-hmm. And it's, we don't get healthy by being lucky. So I think mm-hmm. when that happens, we have to just say, okay, I am where I am. Let's start trying things. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to be on different levels. I'll never be a professional rugby player. I'll never be a professional athlete. I won't win any races, you know, in marathons. But I'm going to do my best so when I get to the end of my life, I can look back and say, dang, man, that was pretty good.
That was a good run. That was a good I lived a good life.
Yeah.
It was interesting you mentioned about that is people will do things and think there's a level of invincibility. I know I was guilty of it. Mm-hmm. I was just watching. I follow MMA. That's one of the only vice I still have in the conventional world on any level. And I was watching, they record the lives of these MMA fighters. And one of them was ordering this fast food. And I was like, oh man, it was kind of a play on one guy had to lose weight for the fight. The other guy didn't. And I was like, he's ordering fast food training for a fight, like a really high level fight. And I was going, man, that's like, maybe not now in your 30s, but 40s and 50s, that's gonna add up.
Yeah.
That's gonna be the train wreck, like you were saying.
Yeah.
And how we don't notice things when we're younger. The body has a level of resiliency, of forgiveness that it doesn't have as we get older. We have less of a window, less of a fudge factor to work in.
Absolutely. And you know, I think if we can start to look at this differently. I teach my kids, my youngest, he's 16, he's running track and he's doing amazing. He's a sophomore. He ran a 10 something 2 mile. So just mm-hmm. over 5 minutes in for a 2 mile and just under 5 minutes for the 1 mile. And he's on course to, you know, being like the top 20 in our district and stuff. I'm like, hey, you're doing really great. But I teach him, you've got to eat well. You've got to take supplements. Mm-hmm. Keep your adjustments, train, be smart. And you could say, well, look at him. He doesn't have any, he takes his shirt off. He's ripped. I mean, there's not a body fat on him. He looks great. Mm-hmm. I said, that's irrelevant. If you want to be that 5 seconds in a race could give you a $10,000 more scholarship. Mm-hmm. That 1 second in a race could make you professional. It's like, what's going to give you that? We have to start looking at healthy food, healthy lifestyle only makes us better. Even in the short run, your performance now is going to be improved by that. So he knows that. Mm-hmm. And then if, like what we're saying, long-term, yeah, I'm 55. I don't have heart disease. I don't take any medication. I feel great. I haven't had any surgeries on joints. And I played rugby for 30 some years. Well, how is that possible? Because I take care of myself. Mm-hmm. So if I hadn't, if I would have eaten fast food all those years, right. I'd be overweight, pot belly, joints, shoulder blown out, knees gone, can't walk with a cane. You say, yeah, he played rugby.
Mm-hmm. So. It reminds me something with like Olympic level. If you're talking about gold and you're talking about last place, you're talking about tenths of a second.
Yeah.
And that's just mind blowing to me that just tenths of a second can be the difference between first and last place. So yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, and who remembers second place, you know? The fourth guy, number four, never made the podium. Even though he's the fourth guy in the world at, you know, a race or whatever, nobody knows him.
Yeah, what was it? I had a good friend. out of Georgia. She's saying second place is first loser.
Yep. And that's still pretty darn good. You can live with that, but still nobody knows you.
Sure. Well, Dr. Tressler, is there anything that, how about this trending stuff that you see with, we're April of 2021. We were started with like lockdowns and all this kind of stuff in March of 2020. What have you seen? How has your practice changed in terms of patterns that you see presenting themselves with sitting more because they're staying at home more, issues with masks, and showing up with physical pain in the body? What are you noticing?
You know, in the beginning, I noticed more of an emotional thing. You know, mm-hmm. people stressed, scared, fearful. We kept teaching, you're going to be fine. If you have a good immune system, you'll survive it. No fear. Don't have fear. But I think after that settled down, whether they had or not, had not, the sitting at a computer for 12 hours a day, we saw more joint problems, more aches and pains, weight gain, mm-hmm. Just overall health just went down a notch, mm-hmm. almost across the board. And with kids, you know, with teenagers and kids, because they're sitting in school. I mean, sitting at a computer all day. Mm-hmm. We started hearing, I don't exercise. I haven't exercised because the gym was shut down. So I think that trend for some is going to be there forever. They just got locked into it. They're done. But for a good majority, they said, you know what? This has to change for me. I got to go find a way to work out. So they started that. I got to find a way to sit better at my chair. I have to find a way to get moving throughout the day. So it's all starting to blossom, I think. I hope, you know, I'm positive on that end, where people are becoming aware, okay, we got to get up and move, or we're going to have a hunchback, forward head, shoulder pain, neck pain, headaches, and have no energy at the end of the day. So I think it took a round of that to kind of beat them up for them to realize, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
I got to change this. And I think if we can keep that awareness and go into it and say, you know what, maybe I'll work at home for the rest of my life, but I don't have to be glued to a computer stuck humped over. I could get a standing desk. I can get a new chair. I can do air squats at my desk, you know, 5 times a day. I can do push-ups on the floor. I don't need a gym. I can have my own home gym. So I think we're getting creative that way. Unfortunately, it took a hit on a lot of people, and some have just bought into it and said, well, it is what it is. I guess this is just my life from here on out.
Yeah, their resignation doesn't set well for me. Like, oh, well, I can't be healthy because of this or whatever is going on externally. That it's a lack of creativity, a lack of looking at, well, what can I do as opposed to what I can't.
That's a great term, lack of creativity. I got to use that now, because I would tell patients, I said, well, yeah, but my gym and this. And I'm like, do you have a tree? They're like, what do you mean? I said, do you have a tree limb? Go mm-hmm. do pull-ups.
Yeah.
Do air squats in front of the tree, do pull-ups, and then get on the floor and do push-ups. It's all
hang,
you need.
Hang. Yeah. You could hang from that tree limb.
You can't do a pull-up, hang. And they would look at me with shame, because they're like, yes.
Yeah.
I realize I'm just making an excuse. I said, you have a floor, do push-ups and sit-ups. Just do that. Mm-hmm. Go for a walk. You know, it isn't. It's just, it's having a why. And mm-hmm. and the why is, I am not going to allow the government, the people around me, my community, my mm-hmm. friends, my neighbors to control my health. My health is up to me. You mm-hmm. could take all the equipment away, all the gym equipment that I have. You could take my running shoes. You could take everything, and I can still work out tomorrow barefoot and naked. It wouldn't be a pleasant sight, but well, I put on shorts. Yeah. I don't need anything.
So this is always interesting. For me, it's actually a relief when I have less, because now it narrows my options.
Yeah.
Because I get sometimes paralyzed by all of the different things that I could do. Yeah. So to have like, for instance, if someone's like, well, let's watch a movie. Perfect. Now I'm working on my fingers. I'm working on my feet. I'm stretching, as opposed to thinking, well, I need to work out or do something else.
Yeah.
So yeah, I totally get that. It was an interesting piece about the creativity stuff. I heard, I don't remember where I heard this. They were saying that a point a person is bored is just before a breakthrough of creativity. But we don't have the discipline to hang in the discomfort of the boredom to allow the creativity to break through. So I, when I heard that, I immediately was like, I know who I'm going to use this on. So my daughter's seven. She's always like, Dad, I'm bored. I was like, well, go sit over there and wait for the creativity to break through. Sure enough, she'll go sit on the couch, sit on her bed or whatever it is. Next thing I know, she's like talking and acting something out and playing with her Hatchimals or whatever it is, coloring, painting, whatever that is. But it's that allowing yourself the discomfort, and instead of filling it in with TV or something that's going to block that creativity from coming through, allowing that creativity to blossom. And perfect example, I'm looking at a tree limb. I could do pull-ups with that tree limb. Yeah. I can hang in that tree limb. I could do push-ups on the ground below the tree limb. And normally we wouldn't see that, those options, that creativity. So
yeah, that's a, and that's a great thing, the silence. That's when you're in eight talks. It's when God talks to you. It's like you have to step aside, just get silent. It's hard for me because I go, go, go. I have a buddy that he's a patient of mine. We worked out together at times, and he's injured his arm. He's had some injuries, so he's had to get real creative. And he'll come in and he'll say, "I found a new exercise. You got to do this." And I'm like, "How do you come up with these?" He goes, "I don't know. I was just playing around and thinking. And how do I do this?" He's just letting his body talk to him. And he's coming up with some ideas where if I go too fast in my workout, I never experience that. So yeah, we have to have that time to just take a deep breath and say, huh, what do I need to do? And we can come up with all kinds of things.
You know, and I think this goes back to the first thing you said, which was around testing. Where does creativity come from? It comes from testing different things and getting new ideas. So I think the thing that's keeping people stuck the most is around their lack of creativity on what they can do to get themselves out of pain.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. Very good.
I think we solved all the problems of the universe today.
Tell you what, if everyone would just get to be critical thinkers, that would solve a lot of problems because then they wouldn't have to depend on they wouldn't use your voice as an answer. They would use your voice as intrigue and interest, and you know what, I'm going to investigate that. The Bible says seek and ye shall find. And I'll tell that to my patients. They're like, well, how do I know? And I'm like, well, if you seek, you'll find. I'm like, what does that mean? I'm like, different for everyone. You may have to go to college, you may have to read 10 books on it, you may have to study for a year to figure it out, you may read one article, but if you seek and you seek long enough, you're going to find your answer. We just don't take time to seek. We go to the patients will come into you and they'll say, okay, Bill, you tell me exactly what to do. That's all I do. And that's okay. But if they were to take what you're teaching them and say, you know what, I'm going to test some of this. I'm going to try new ways. I think, and they may actually come back and give you an idea, but it's not that they're the expert. They're just taking your advice and starting to chew on it and use it. And I think if we all became that, the world would change.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, you're offering a bonus for our listeners today, which is awesome. Yes. It's the Naturally Pain-Free Workshop.
Yes.
And could you speak a little bit, give us like a little teaser about what somebody that is trying out your workshop would discover in there? What are they going to, a little bit of what they're going to learn?
This is, you know, if you have a strong foundation, you can build upon it. And that's what this is. It's the foundation. It's the four concepts, the mind and belief, how to get your mind, your belief, your habits in line to succeed. If you don't have this, and patients will come into me and they just want me to fix them. I'm like, no, I'm a part of this process, but you have to have a strong belief. You have to have strong habits. use what I'm doing and let's work together. So it talks about belief. It talks about the nervous system, and not just chiropractic, the nervous system, posture, alignment. We're talking about the posture sitting at a computer. I give very practical ways to improve alignment and posture, which opens up energy, nerve energy. It's powerful stuff. I talk about the foundation of nutrition. We tend to get, like with nutrition, we'll say, well, let me get a vitamin B12 shot. And I'm like, whoa, 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 cowboy. You're eating McDonald's every day. Don't worry about a vitamin B. Mm-hmm. Go start eating vegetables and get off hydrogenated oil and reduce your sugar. So the foundations of nutrition get the strong base, and then the foundations of exercise. So I look at, when I put this together, I'm like, this is what I do every day. This is what built my life, this foundation. If we try to come in with an extravagant workout, no, you can't work out like a UFC guy. I don't know about you, Bill. I can't do what they're doing.
No.
But I'm going to come in foundational and build upon it. So that's what that is. And then we also have the innate core four. So we have a free course. Everyone goes to the Pain-Free Way, which we'll have that in the link. It's a free course. Dive into it, eat it up, send it to everyone, tell people. If we would do this, our lives would change. And then anyone who wants to go one step further, we have an offer. It's $100 off on our next course. I think it's $298. You have $100 off. So we'll send you that code.
Okay.
If anyone's interested, they can tap into that. But especially just action gets results. And that's why we do this stuff. I spent last year in COVID, I saw a lot of people were online. I'm like, well, you know what? If everyone's going to be online, I'm going to make online courses. Mm-hmm. So my free time, which is very little, I built courses. I built a course for my patients. I have one that's like over 50 videos. Mm-hmm. People ask me, how'd you have time to do it? I'm like, well, you got to make time. People need this stuff. So hopefully they can use it.
So all the workshops, the courses, everything you offer is all online then?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. That's going to be the link to all of this information is going to be in the bonus section. It's going to be below this video on the Comello Foundation website. So we will definitely get that up there. Dr. Tressler, is there anything else you'd like to tie up? Anything I might not have covered or connected the dots on that you'd like to wrap up with?
You know, I'd like to just let people know, one, your body can heal. You have to believe that. It's a self-healing organism. If you cut your knee heals. You don't have to call the prayer, you know, the church and put you on a prayer chain. You don't have to, you know, Bill, I scratched my knee. What do you need to do? You're the knee guy. You'd say, clean it.
Yeah.
Soap and water, you know, because the body is self-healing and we recognize that. But when it becomes internal and I have an ulcer or irritable bowel syndrome or a heart flutter or asthma, we tend to think, oh, I can't heal now. Now I need a doctor. Now I need a drug. There's not two different healing systems. There's one. The healing system that heals the cut every single time is the same healing system that heals your asthma. We have to look and say, what is not allowing my asthma to heal? What am I doing to interfere with it? So I'd like to leave them with what the body can heal. Lungs regenerate every 2 months. Your colon regenerates every 4 months. So as the body's regenerating and healing, are you supporting the healing process or interfering with it? If you support it, as you get older, you'll continue to heal and not need medications. If you interfere with it, let's say you're a smoker and you keep putting toxins into your lungs become damaged as you get older. So we have to look at and understand it's a self-healing organism. It's the most, when I learned that through chiropractic, most powerful thing, I said, I can put my faith in my body and I don't have to put my faith in medicine now. Mm-hmm. And I take care of my body and it hasn't failed me yet. I'm 55 and I feel absolutely amazing. So,
excellent. Well, Dr. Tressler, we're going to include all of your contact information and your website stuff in the show notes as well. I want to thank you so much for sharing your time. I know you're a busy, busy person. So appreciate you sharing the time with us and talking to our listeners. And, just super grateful for you being here.
Thanks, Bill. And I appreciate you having me and everything that you're doing on your show. We're working together to make this planet and our health better. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So this is Bill Paravano, the Knee Pain Guru, going to wrap it up for today. This is the Pain Education Podcast sponsored by the Comello Foundation. Thank you so much for being here and we'll see you on the next one.
To learn more about the work we do at the Camella Foundation, please visit our website at thecomellafoundation.org. Join us next week for another conversation on natural healing methods to eliminate pain.